You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump released a video last evening saying the $900 billion COVID relief bill passed by Congress is a disgrace, needs to be reconfigured, and that $600 a person is not enough. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us from Washington. Nancy, will this delay the relief checks?
Possibly, David. But remember, Trump did not specifically threaten to veto the COVID relief bill. If he were to sign it, the checks could go out very soon. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said earlier this week the money would land in Americans' bank accounts as soon as next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted last night Democrats could vote this week on a bill that would increase the relief payments to $2,000. That vote could come tomorrow, but then the Senate would have to approve it unanimously, which is unlikely.
And what happens if Trump vetoes the bill?
Both the House and Senate approved the COVID relief package by veto-proof majorities, so Congress could override the president's veto with a two-thirds majority in each chamber, but those votes would have to be scheduled, and many members of Congress have already gone home for the holidays.
So, realistically, if the president doesn't sign this bill right away, people won't see those checks for a while?
Right. And even if President Trump does nothing, if he doesn't veto it, but also doesn't sign it, it would still take 10 days for the bill to become law without his signature.
Nancy, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.